The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam. Something old and something new. The new is a political sex scandal. Those things have been going on for years. Adam.
We haven't had one for a while, I suppose. But the interesting part of this is the fact that it wasn't published by four newspapers. So what we know, and he's admitted to it, is that the Culture Secretary, John Whittingdale, admitted to a six-month relationship with a sex worker. Before he became a minister, he was single at the time. He says as soon as he found out that she was a prostitute, he ended it a couple of years ago. But there is concern from some that the press decided not to break this news, four newspapers withholding it, when this is a minister who is responsible for the regulation of the press. So is their relationship suddenly a bit too cosy? But also, imagine that, four British papers deciding that a politician with his pants down is not a story.
But hang on, he was having a go on with a worker. He didn't know she was a sex worker. How's that a scandal? Come on. Now, listen, I want to know about the Loch Ness Monster. They found the monster, but the wrong one.
Yes, there's a robot that's investigating and is mapping this thing. It's sort of shaped like a torpedo. The Munnin drone, which is basically sonar imaging the whole of Loch Ness, which is a very deep loch after all. And they found the monster, you're right, but not the right one. It's not actually the real-life Nessie. It was a model of a monster used in the film The Private Life of Sherlock Holmes in 1969. So it's been down there a little while, but somehow a papier-mâché thing that sank to the bottom in a film directed by Billy Wilder isn't really quite what we were looking for. But also, if they find Nessie, do we want to know? I mean, imagine if they find the home of the Easter Bunny or the lair of the Tooth Fairy. We don't want to know these things, do we?
Oh, you're a funny man. Away you go. See you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.